You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So get this, every 32 seconds, a hacker defrauds someone online. This means cybercrime happens 2,244 times a day. It is a threat to all industries, all economies, and the property sector is no exception. And we look at what the threat of cybercrime is doing to property with Jackie Smith, the head of Buyers Trust. Jackie, thanks so much for your time. I was so surprised when I actually read those statistics in terms of the level of incidences of cybercrime happening. But nonetheless, what does it mean for the property sector? In which ways are stakeholders in the property sector being impacted by this?
Hi, Fifi. Thanks for having me. That's a great question, and it's scary when you look at the number of times that cybercrime happens, isn't it? So your question with regards to how can people or the parties in the real estate industry protect themselves against cybercrime, you know, COVID-19 has brought many changes to the workplace. And one of the most important things is this hybrid working structure, which is we were all created to just adapt to that. So real estate, when you think about real estate, it doesn't immediately bring to mind data security, password management, or network protection. However, what's important to consider that in real estate, they actually host the most personal information against a buyer. So it's stored on their network, or, you know, they've got the contractual information and stuff. So in order to sort of protect yourself, there's various ways that they can go about placing different security barriers in. But real estate companies and estate agents who often work from home online and stuff, they are the most exposed, specifically also when, you know, they are emailing information through to their buyers.
Has there been examples of late whereby, for instance, estate agents or a big property deal has being impacted by cybercrime or any form of fraud in the transaction?
Oh, absolutely. You could just Google online. I know there was a transaction that happened about 2 months ago where the buyer is suing their estate agent for the loss of $5.5 million that was transferred or in transit to an attorney's trust account. But, you know, funny enough, I have got a story where one of my colleagues actually, before we had the Buyer's Trust product, had her money was intercepted by cyber attackers and $1.2 million went missing.
Sure.
And luckily for her, and I mean, your life savings for a deposit on a home. And yeah, luckily they were one of the lucky ones to get their money back, Fifi. But mostly, your money is gone. Your money is literally just disappears into thin air.
I mean, it's not good for you as an estate agent if you are seen to, say, for instance, not be protecting the money of your clients. Reputational damage can impact your business going forward, although, you know, one can argue it's not your fault. But given that we know that this is happening and so many times a day, how is your industry adapting to the times, as it were?
Yeah, good question. So estate agents, you'll find, have moved away from taking deposits from customers or from home buyers. And what is normally the practice is that it's placed by in the attorney's trust account, right? So what we have done is we have introduced an alternative option for the customer, which is done through our Buyer's Trust product, where the customer is able to open up an investment account to hold the deposit, in their own name until the transfer happens of the property. So what happens is Buyer's Trust issues a free guarantee to the attorney to say that the customer is good for the money. Firstly, it's a free guarantee, a lot of free service around the ability to use the product. And also, it's done through a web app that has got multiple security levels. So full transparency of your money. You can see you're not transferring that money into someone else's name. You're actually transferring that money into your own name, and then vice versa issues the guarantee on your behalf. So your money's kept safe.
Is there any kind of insurance that, as a buyer, you can take regarding these kind of transactions?
Normally, there's indemnity cover. But like, if I go back to my colleague, like the attorney said to her, listen, your money hasn't hit my account yet. Therefore, there's nothing I can do for you. You need to go and sort yourself out. And you know, when you deposit the money to buy first, you're putting the money effectively in your own name, right? So if the money for any reason goes missing, there is indemnity cover once the money has been cleared on our side to protect your deposit.
All right, Jackie, thanks for that. We'll leave it there, ma'am. Jackie Smith, the head of Buyers Trust.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.